I'm Callie Crossley, and this is Under the Radar with Callie Crossley. And now for the part of the show we call Lagniappe. That's Creole for something extra. Greater Boston is home to one of the largest populations of Puerto Ricans, a local community that expanded by the thousands after World War II. That's when millions of islanders from the U.S. territory made their way to the mainland looking for better economic opportunities. They enriched the nation's cultural melting pot with aspects of their indigenous customs and traditions. Today, with an even greater appreciation for authentic representation and a ready audience to acknowledge it, organizers have created an inaugural arts-led tour of the Northeast to celebrate Boricuan or Puerto Rican heritage. First stop on the Bori Corridor itinerary, Boston. Joining me now, Elsa Mosquera, co-founder and principal at the Agora Cultural Architects and creator of Bori Corridor. Welcome, Elsa.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Also with me, Melissa Rodriguez, a stand-up comedian of Teatro Breve, the Puerto Rican variety show performing on the first weekend of the Bori Corridor tour. Hi, Melissa.
Hello, everybody.
I'm so glad to have both of you with me. This is such an exciting new occasion for all of us to enjoy here in the Northeast. Now, before we go on to details about Bori Corridor itself, as I said, the Bori part comes from Boricua, and we're hearing a lot more of that terminology out here in the public. And I wanted to remind my listeners, they've probably heard it a little bit with some ads inviting people to come to Puerto Rico. So let's take a listen.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. When you experience our island, you'll find that spirit in yourself. Live Boricua.
It's really exciting. Every time I see it, I'm ready to go. Anyway, so borrowing a little bit from that terminology and adding to it the corridor, the Northeast corridor, that would be, we now have Bori Corridor, which is the tour of all of the wonderful arts that are coming our way on this tour. Let's talk about how it came together. So from you, Elsa, the Mellon Foundation offered some money to Agora to create the first virtual map of cultural promoters that all of you who were offering services to Puerto Rican diasporic communities in 12 states in the northeastern United States. So talk about how that came together. Was it something you had wanted a long time? Did Mellon hear about what you were doing and offer the support? How did it come together?
Yeah, I mean, I got to Boston probably 10 years ago, and I started working at Arriba, Inquilinos Boricua Selección in the South End. I was the arts program director there, and I was the director of the program. And every time I wanted to bring artists from Puerto Rico, it was so difficult. I mean, it's very costly. And at that moment, I understood that we really needed a network of people doing the same thing that I wanted to do, which was present Puerto Rican artists, give them the opportunity to present and hear their voices directly from the island. But it was too complicated. We didn't have the funds. It was too hard. So I always started to think, okay, how about if we do a network? There are so many people in the diaspora, even more after Hurricane Maria, that I thought it was very important to know where these cultural workers were. So that's how the idea came about. You know, I presented this to Mellon, and we did, you know, all the work that we need to do to be funded. And finally, we got the funds to start this research of Puerto Rican workers or Puerto Rican cultural spaces. Anyone that serves the Puerto Rican audiences and communities with arts and culture. So that's what we've been doing. We have already around 140 organizations in our map, and you know, we're working very hard to get to know more people and to join us in this effort that at the end is not ours, is not Agora's, is not mine. It's for all Puerto Ricans to use and have it as a tool to connect with each other.
So with 140 organizations, that would suggest you really can cover a lot of areas in these 12 states in the Northeast. Are there mostly clustered in certain large cities? I know you're going to Boston, Hartford, and New York for the tour, but of course, the cultural organizations could be all in between and also in those cities.
Absolutely. I mean, out of the 140 organizations, there are in every single state in the northeastern part of the country. They are, you know, in New Hampshire, in Rhode Island, in Connecticut, you know, a lot of them are in Connecticut, in other cities that are not Hartford. We decided to do these three cities just because, you know, they're main cities where there is, you know, an important number of Puerto Ricans living there. So, you know, we cannot cover everything, but we would like, if you know, to expand it and offer the opportunity to other Puerto Rican cultural workers to be part of this Bori Corridor. This is the first year, but hopefully we will continue to grow and other cultural workers will, you know, once we say these artists are coming, that they can join because we have already brought them to the mainland. So I think it would be easier for them to present Puerto Rican artists.
So tell me about how you began to think about which artists from the island would be best to be on part of the tour of Bori Corridor. How did that come about?
You know, we are a group of people, all of us, very well connected with the arts scene in Puerto Rico. So among ourselves, you know, we are a small organization, so we don't have the capacity to do an open call and all that. But among ourselves, we decided to, you know, take a look at what we have in Puerto Rico. There's so much to choose from. But we wanted people that had a little experience coming out of the island, artists of different genres, because we really wanted to present the diversity of Puerto Rican arts. And, you know, we wanted people that had a good following and that it could translate to the diasporic audiences. So those were some of the ideas that we had. We will prove it if it's going to be successful, if people are willing to go. So far, we're excited with what we're seeing. Tickets are on sale at boritix.com. That also, I want to say that we're using a ticket platform from entrepreneurs in the island, and we decided not to use Eventbrite anymore. But really, if we were bringing Puerto Rican artists and doing this for Puerto Rican audiences, we thought that people would like to support Puerto Rican entrepreneurs. So we created Boritix.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's where all the tickets are being sold. And we're excited with the opportunity and to start the tour. We chose Teatro Breve that, I mean, Melissa can talk a little bit more, but I've been a fan for many years, and they really understand and tell in a very funny way what is happening in the island. So we thought that it was the right group to start this tour.
So that's my guest, Elsa Mascara, co-founder and principal at the Agora Cultural Architects and creator of Bori Corridor. Now over to my other guest, Melissa Rodriguez, stand-up comedian. I love a stand-up comedian. Melissa, you have a rich background, BA in theater arts from Puerto Rico's Sacred Heart University, 20 years of experience as an actress, director, and improviser, which is key to comedy. Those of us who follow it know. So how did you hear about Bori Corridor and get involved?
Well, I was just invited by the producer, like, we want to do a work together with Body Corridor, and you are available. And I was like, yeah, I want to go to New York. I want to go to Hartford. I want to go to Boston. So, because I never, it's very difficult for us to travel with our art and have the opportunities to show our work. So this was like a very, very precious idea for us.
Well, I understand that you started in sketch comedy way back in 2011, and the company, which I know I've mangled the pronunciation of this, Teatro Breve, offers a variety of different genres, and of comedy is one part of it. But talk a little bit about how important that company and that work in Puerto Rico has been to you, and what it means to be able to bring that to the mainland.
Well, Teatro Breve is one of the most important theater company in Puerto Rico, because it's one of the most stable in the way that we've been working, and without any pause for 17 years. So it's not that easy to be an artist in Puerto Rico, because we don't have the government fund to do our work. So Teatro Breve have been a fountain of opportunity for artists like me that want to do comedy and want to live by my art. I have the honor of being part of this group. We've been like getting bigger and bigger, because we start with like 9 people, and now we are 50 people. It's very amazing to have our theater to do our work. We have the Shorty Castro, and we have we manage the theater. So we have the drinks, the bar, and we have people can laugh, and can hang out. It's a very different hang out for the night. And we are the only one that have that offer.
I'm Callie Crossley, and you're listening to Under the Radar with Callie Crossley. My guests are Elsa Mascara, creator of the arts tour Bori Corridor, and Melissa Rodriguez, a stand-up comedian for Teatro Breve. We're talking about the plans for the Bori Corridor tour. So one of the famous shows with the company is called Noche de las Huevas?
Yes.
Huevas, okay. Ladies' Night. I know it translates.
Yeah.
It translates to Ladies' Night. You're a big part of that. Tell us about that, and you'll be bringing some of that on the tour.
We've been doing Noche de Huevas for like 10 years now, and it's so, I have been amazing for me, because I am the one that do the stand-up comedy for the show. It's a variety show too. It has stand-up, it has sketches, it has poetry, it has music. So because my co-workers are so talented, they are multidisciplinary artists. And Noche de Huevas, Ladies Night, have this offer to this variety show that is for the ladies. So it's a ladies comedy. Even the guys have fun with the Ladies' Night.
All right. Well, I want to give my listeners a chance to hear you. I'm going to do a little translation, so those who don't speak Spanish will get it. Now, here you are, Melissa, making a joke that when skinny people break a chair, it's the chair's fault.
Por ejemplo, se rompió una silla, la rompió un flaco, y como que este flaco se siente en esa silla. La silla se rompe y es anda pa'l carajo, flaco.
Then you go on to say that when an overweight person breaks a chair, you're talking about yourself now, it's the person's fault. So it's a pretty good joke.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so we can expect that kind of comedy from you.
I love to have fun of myself, but more for the thing that happened to me, just for the big girl.
You're calling yourself a big girl, and so therefore you can make a joke about the chair and skinny people.
Yeah.
I get it. I totally get it. Now, Elsa, this is the first part of the tour. The tour is actually going on all year, and the first part is includes Melissa and the Variety show, which is Teatro Breve, and then later on we're going to have Jazz Boricua, and then even later on in the year there will be a play and a singer-songwriter. So you've really paced it so that all year people can have a sample of Puerto Rican art.
Absolutely. That's a dream come true, being able to present the variety of Puerto Rican artists, the talent that there is in the island. And I am specifically very proud about all the theater pieces we're going to be presenting it, at least in Boston, in partnership with Arts Emerson. And that makes me very proud because we will be presenting Puerto Rican artists in main stages in Boston, not in community spaces. And that makes me very proud. And I think it's a great opportunity to reach other audiences aside from the Puerto Ricans, so they can really understand the talent and the amazing artists that we have in the island.
And in fact, along with Emerson Arts, the city of Boston is supporting, as is Mass Cultural Council. So you do have an opportunity to attract a broader audience to what is a very specific Latinx representation here, the Puerto Rican reputation, even more specifically, so that people really get a chance to sample it and understand what you're talking about. I wanted to follow up and say that now the first part of this was to, you know, get this virtual map going. The second part was to, you know, launch the Bori Corridor artistic tour. But there may be people listening saying, well, we have a robust population of Puerto Ricans who came from the island, who've made their home here in Boston and on the Northeast Corridor and across the United States. So what's different about what you're bringing from the island that is happening organically, arts-wise, in communities that have been here for a long time on the mainland?
Well, as you can imagine, the community work it's difficult, it's scarce. And what is different, I feel, is the amount of work that we're going to present to these cities and to these audiences. I have to say that once I started to look, and this is not scientific in any way or form, but I started to count in the Boston calendars, in the arts calendars, how many events were really Latinx events or presented by Latinx artists or Latinx content. And really, it was in Boston 1%, other than during Hispanic Heritage Month. So imagine if that is for the whole Latinx population, and by this I mean Mexicans, Argentinians, Colombians, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, all that 1% was the representation of Latinx arts. Imagine only Puerto Ricans. I mean, I cannot even tell you. So I feel that this is a great opportunity to recognize the audiences, the people that live in the cities, and how diverse and amazing we are.
Let's talk about representation, just what authentic representation means and how meaningful it is. When you talk about less than 1%, so we're now talking about a statistic that probably is not measurable, about how much of the overall Hispanic content, as you say, is available, is only 1%. So we can't even measure what part of that would be Puerto Rican. That what it means then to have authentic representation of Puerto Rico, in this case, of Boricuans. You know, talk about the emotional part of being able to present it and know that the audience is so ready to embrace it.
Listen, we are, Puerto Rico is a colony of the United States. We cannot call it in any other way. When you are a colony, your identity is always in question. Who you are, where are, you know, everything is in question about your identity. And culture has become the main ID, the main area where people really represent who we are, arts and culture. So I believe that when the Puerto Rican diasporic community is outside, they're always connected to the island. There is this feeling of wanting to be part of the island, but the need to be outside because they really need a better way of living or better opportunities. So I feel that being able to bring artists directly from the island, talking the same language, understanding the same things that we feel, that we cry about, that we laugh about, it's important. And that's the beauty of arts. So I feel that it's important not only for the audiences to see themselves represented in artwork, but also for the artists coming from Puerto Rico to connect with a lot of people that had to leave the island because of harsh situations happening. So I feel it's a great opportunity for both groups to connect. And I hope that it's meaningful. That's really why we're doing it.
Melissa, add your two cents to this. How do you feel as one of the artists coming to make that happen for the communities here?
I'm so excited because I love the crowd of diaspora Puerto Ricans because they are willing to laugh and they are so into the piece that we are bringing. So I'm excited to show them what we have. So I'm excited. I'm just excited and nervous at the same time.
Oh, you can't get nervous, comedian. I figure you can't get nervous. All right. Well, what a delight to talk to both of you about this exciting new opportunity, which we hope is the first year of many years to come. It's very exciting. As we close out this conversation, we'll play a little bit of the jazz, but I first want to remind my audience who I've been speaking with, and I thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Elsa Mascara is the co-founder and principal at Agora Cultural Architects and creator of Bori Corridor. Melissa Rodriguez is a stand-up comedian and improv actor of Teatro Breve, part of the Bori Corridor Tour. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Under the Radar with Callie Crossley. Listen to us online at GBH News or wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on X, formerly Twitter, and Facebook to stay up to date with our programming. We're going out on a clip from Jazz Boricua, a group featuring a flutist and piano player. Under the Radar with Callie Crossley is a production of GBH, produced by Jesse Steinmetz, and engineered by Dave Goodman. Tu Lee is our intern. Listen again on Thursday and see you here at 6 p.m. next Sunday for a new episode. I'm Callie Crossley. Thanks for listening.